Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly and The Block. It all wraps up this Sunday at 7 o'clock. Of course, perfect time for it with a big auction. And joining us now, Tom and Sarah Jane. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are we?
Well, how are you guys? What an episode. Monday it was. What an amazing episode.
Yeah.
And congratulations on the win, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Pretty surreal. Sat down and watched it ourselves. It was really cool to see, actually. It was good.
Yeah, it was amazing to relive it.
Now, be honest, have you sold the car or did you keep it?
Oh, we haven't got it yet, to be honest.
No.
Why is that?
Yeah, you don't get it until your episode airs.
Oh.
So there's no, you know, leaking of who wins what.
Oh, that actually does make sense.
Yeah, that does actually.
But the episode's been to air now.
We don't know what we're going to do.
Driving around bloody in a wild track.
I loved your real emotion, Sarah Jane. I feel like when you, at the start, you're screaming, you're all happy. And then when it really kicked in, you started crying. I'm like, that's exactly the right way to feel.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. Like, you're just like so excited. I was like, oh my God. And then like, after a while, I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's actually ours. And then you're just like, so thankful. I was like, so emotional because our landscaping team worked so hard for us to do that. And then it was like to win. And it was just the last, you know, week. I was just like, oh my God, I love my life. Thank you.
I have to say your landscaping was absolutely incredible. It did just kind of look like a vineyard. You had so much going on. I'm like, this is going to be a professional business. Forget about it actually being a home.
There was a lot. Our landscapers went above and beyond for us, and they started before anyone else's landscapes. And there wasn't anything that was just plonked in the middle of nowhere. Everything was tied in. So what viewers didn't really get to see was how well it was tied in with each part of each bit of landscaping, whereas the boys looked really good on TV, but there was no tie from one part to another. It was just a tennis court plonked out at the back of the land. There was no stairs to get there. There was no walkway to get there. Viewers seemed to think that the boys had the best, and that did look great on TV, but I think ours just had a real good connection from place to place, and I think that's what, you know, helped get us a win too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, speaking of a win, it must have been pretty good to get the car because at least you know you've secured something from this year's block because, you know, with a price guide of $4 million to $4.4 million, that's going to be quite a tall order. How are you guys feeling going into auction day? We did see the New Zealand block kind of not really have a great outcome for the contestants.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not lost on us that we've, like, you know, got an $80,000 car. We're so, so grateful because I don't think every house is going to sell. And I think if they do, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of profit for everybody. And that's going for our house as well. Mm. The buyers don't seem to be there at this stage for many houses. So it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, and there's so much strategy going into it as well. I remember last year with Ronnie, they were like, oh, do we go first? Do we go last? And, like, they ended up going first. And I think that was, like, one of the big things that cost them from winning the whole show.
Yeah, well, they still won $300,000 and had a bloody breakdown over it. So, I mean, if I won $300,000, I'd be over the moon. I mean, how greedy do people need to be? $300,000 is bloody life-changing.
Yeah, Ronnie.
Well, it's the honest truth. I'd be totally blessed. There's no other show in the world or Australia, reality show, that for coming fifth place, you win $300,000, is there?
That is true.
That is true. What is that magic number in mind that you guys have where you're like, if I make this, I'm happy?
Oh,
what we lost going on to the show.
Okay, that makes sense.
If you break even, but in saying that, we won a car, and our worst case scenario is we sell the car and we get what the car's worth and we move on with our life. But we're lucky that whilst on the show, we made the effort to actually have fun and enjoy the show, because the last thing you'd want is to go on a show that 50 other thousand people applied for, have a really crap time, and then come auction day and you make no money. Like, I know there's going to be contestants that this can happen to. So at least we had a good time, and whatever happens, happens. It's out of our control.
Yeah.
I felt like that was kind of a little bit of a jab at Sharon and Enka there.
No, it wasn't. I had the best time.
If we walk away with nothing, like, we had a really good time.
Oh,
and we
love
will
that.
Take that from it.
All right, well, we're looking forward to watching it. It's all about The Block, 7 o'clock this Sunday. You can catch up on 9 now as well for The Block auctions. Tom, Sarah Jane, in all seriousness, good luck to you guys. I hope you win it.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Fingers crossed.